This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Huge crowds gathered Monday in Tehran to mourn top general Qasem Soleimani. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
In their hundreds of thousands, Iranians thronged to the streets of Tehran on Monday for the funeral of their military commander, Qasem Soleimani. 4 days after he was killed by a U.S. drone strike in Iraq, finally a chance to say goodbye. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei led prayers at the funeral of Soleimani and others killed in the strike. Since authorizing the killing, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Iran will be targeted again if Americans or American assets are attacked.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Meanwhile, the leaders of Britain, France, and Germany have issued a statement expressing grave concern over Iran's role in the region. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
This statement by French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, which comes after the U.S. killing of top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani last week, called for de-escalation of tensions and all parties to exercise utmost restraint and responsibility. The statement also called on Iran to refrain from further violent action or proliferation and urged the country to reverse all measures inconsistent with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal. I'm Zaria Shakli.
In the wake of the airstrike, Iraq's parliament has passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. Henry Rome, an Iran expert with the Eurasia Group, says if U.S. troops leave Iraq, it would open the door to the Islamic State group.
They're certainly not as strong, the Islamic State, as they were 5-6 years ago. But when or if a group like ISIS tries to make a comeback, the absence of U.S. forces, I think, would leave Iraq very vulnerable.
From Washington, this is VOA News. As lawmakers return to Washington after the holiday recess, Democrats say they have serious concerns about President Trump's move to kill Iran's top general. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
There are so many questions that are unanswered.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer tells ABC's This Week the administration must immediately declassify and publicly release its reasoning for the strike on Qasem Soleimani. Schumer is among lawmakers complaining the administration did not give advance notice to Congress, which has the sole power to declare war, while he says the president does not have the authority to engage militarily with Iran.
We have all the authority we need to do what we've done to date.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration will take more action if needed. Schumer argues it needs a new war powers resolution, and both chambers of Congress have introduced versions.
We need Congress to be a check on this president,
who in turn tweeted yesterday what he called legal notice to Congress that he'll order more strikes on Iran if necessary. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is vowing to pay whatever it takes to help victims of the devastating bushfires in the country, which have burned millions of hectares across three states.
I outlined today that this is an initial and additional investment of $2 billion. If more is needed and the cost is higher, then more will be provided.
24 people have died since the blazes began. Three Americans, one U.S. military service member, and two contractors were killed by Somalia's al-Shabaab militant group during an attack on Sunday on a military base in Kenya. Reuters' Sarah Charlton reports.
Pictures released by militant group al-Shabaab Sunday claim to show the aftermath of an attack in Kenya, which killed three Americans. One U.S. military service member and two contractors were killed in Sunday's attack on a military base close to the Somali border. Several others were wounded, and the Kenyan military said a number of militants were dead. Now the attack presents another crisis for Washington. The Pentagon is grappling with a rapidly escalating standoff with Iran following a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed Iran's top military commander.
That is Reuters' Sarah Charlton reporting. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and a rival lawmaker, Luis Parra, backed by socialist leader Nicolas Maduro, claimed to be the country's parliament speaker today after two separate votes and accusations of a parliamentary coup. Guaido was recognized by the U.S. and nearly 60 other countries as the legitimate president. Former film producer Harvey Weinstein arrived at a Manhattan court on Monday for the start of his landmark rape trial. He was met by celebrity accusers, including Rosanna Arquette, who helped fuel the Me Too movement. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to charges of assaulting two women in New York. This is VOA News.
In broad-